1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. The United Auto Workers entering day four of its strike. Negotiations continued over the weekend and are going on this week as well. The UN General Assembly is in session this week. Ukrainian President Zelensky to address the diplomats and meet with members of the U.S. Senate. The federal government is looking to recoup billions in mistaken Social Security money, some being forced to pay for a mistake made by the agency.
70 million Americans get benefits from Social Security. Now the administration is trying to get back $21 billion in overpayments, much of it from low-income or disabled beneficiaries. The Social Security Administration saying, while staffing and resource constraints have challenged our service delivery, our payment accuracy rates remain high.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials looking for whoever shot and killed a patrol officer sitting in his car over the weekend. The sheriff calling it a cowardly ambush. This is ABC News. An about-face for talk show host Drew Barrymore after saying she would restart her talk show despite the Writers Guild strike. ABC's Dave Packer has more.
Drew Barrymore faced a barrage of criticism after she previously announced that her talk show would resume production without her staff WGA writers, despite their striking the show. In a social media post, she doubled down, saying it was, quote, bigger than me and there are other people's jobs on the line. But the backlash continued, and finally over the weekend, Barrymore posting on Instagram, I have listened to everyone and I am making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over. I have no words to express my deepest apologies to anyone I have hurt. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And the U.S. Senate going a bit more casual. The dress code being relaxed starting today. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signing off on the new rules after criticism of a fellow Democrat, Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, who showed up for votes in a hoodie. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PelloWI.com today.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check!
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how? Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. You know how last week we were Victory Monday?
Yeah.
Yada, 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 yada.
That was a good game, though, right? Johnny, I just got to tell you, and I mentioned it just before we went on the air, but I was not impressed with those announcers.
Yeah, me neither. Todd said the same thing.
At all.
Yeah.
I
we got the D team, or whatever you want to call it, didn't we, though?
Are we now that team that gets the D team?
I hate to say it. That's exactly what I thought too, Todd. It's like, because like the Cowboys will always get the
right,
the cool team. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, have we become an also-ran, as they say?
And I just, you know, I think there was like, were there too many commercials or was that me?
I just didn't enjoy that game.
I didn't enjoy that. I was telling Todd.
Did you say you shut it off or something?
I did. I couldn't stand the number of commercials and those announcers that... And I don't know who they are. I don't follow football that close, but he kept comparing Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers. Like this is he used the term Rodger-esque.
Yeah, I know.
Like he's. I turned it off. I did. I turned it off. I went upstairs and then I listened to Larry McCarron on the radio.
Right. And by the way, we've got Larry coming on Thursday.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes. Thursday. He's going to be great. And he's a great announcer. Those guys are great announcers. They have their share of commercials too, though.
Well, I know. Oh yeah, I remember. I used to do the post game show, and it was mind boggling. Like we would do 2 minutes on the air, and there'd be like 6 minutes of spots.
Right. That's
it was crazy.
But that didn't help the game. The bad announcers, and all those commercials.
Let's just say this: this is coming from you and me, who are speaking on the air. And the salespeople would be, it's the greatest thing in the world.
I understand that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand that. And that you're right. They need the sponsors. Boy.
I know. Put it this way. It's like the greatest compliment you can possibly have in this business is having lots of commercials. Because people are paying to be on your show. I
would
know what you mean.
I would raise the price and have fewer commercials. So,
can we do that?
yeah, let me get that. Let me get that rolling.
The other thing. Just speaking of commercials,
Monday morning, number one thing for this week.
Yes,
raise the rates.
Well, I don't know. The Saints game. We have to. I don't want to move to next week right away, but that
I do.
This is going to be great. And look, this weather.
Atlanta's not very good. I mean, that young quarterback kid, I mean, he was good, but I mean, that's a team the Packers should have beaten.
Did
a normal Packers team would have beaten them.
So do you look
at, I'll tell you who looked good last night was the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be. Ooh. Well, didn't one of our guests pick them for the Super Bowl, that guy from Fox News?
Yeah, he did.
So far, so good.
I know. But you know what? I'm a little disappointed in that we didn't have a better backup plan for Jones being out. You know what I mean? That really was such a big loss. I mean, he's such a good player. That kid, I'll tell you what. I know he's got a chip on his shoulder. He wasn't even picked as one of the top 10 running backs in the NFL coming into the season. And I think he's top five. I really do. I think Aaron Jones is an absolute stud.
So what are you saying we should have had, though?
Something. They had Jamal Williams a couple of years ago. Jamal Williams last year scored 17 touchdowns for the Lions. Oh. 17 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I mean, and he's bounced around. Why'd they ever let him go? I don't know. I thought he was a perfect complement to Dylan and Jones.
Well, all I'm saying is you sometimes talk about getting a part-time gig, a little more revenue stream.
Well, yeah, but labor. I'm still looking for manual labor.
No, I don't think so,
and
John.
I don't know why people aren't burning up our phone lines.
No,
offer me a job for manual labor.
You're better than that. I think, John, you belong in the studio announcing professional football because those guys were useless yesterday. So I'm voting.
I did
for
enjoy
you.
That.
Roger Goodell. Yeah. Do I call him?
Yeah,
the guy?
Give Roger a call.
All right, let me take care of that.
You got his number? Just text him.
I've met him. He was at an event here in Green Bay when I was back in my day. I met him. So.
I met him a couple of years ago when Ted Thompson used to give me. I brought in two of my veterans. They're both amputees. And met him, and he was so gracious to those young guys. You can't believe it.
I was giving.
Do you know how much money he makes?
Yes, like what? $40 million plus. 44. You got that? $44 million.
$44 million.
He's got
a
kids.
Year.
Yeah, I know.
$44 million and a year.
And then when they talked about retirement,
why would you have to pay somebody $44 million a year for that job?
Yeah, it's one of those because they can.
But what does he do?
Because
let's be honest, is there an easier job in the world than be commercial? It runs itself.
Is that the ultimate franchise?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna have a pro football game Sunday.
Right.
Okay, we got 75,000 people.
I hope somebody
comes.
They're
gonna pay $150 a piece.
I hope people show up.
And they spend $10 for a beer and $12 for a hot dog.
And we got more commercials than we do playing time.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead.
Easiest job in the world.
And he's limiting it to 32 franchises, which is because I was at a thing when people asked him that, and are you gonna expand the league? And he's like, no, they just want to keep the elite. Of the elite, and I think that's smart what he's doing, but I just don't know how stressful his job is.
Hey, who do you think is more stressed on a daily basis, Roger Goodell or the guy in our booth?
Or Todd Michaels? Yeah.
Todd, what do you think?
Listen, there's no doubt about it. By the time the show's done with you two, I'm a ball of sweat.
But hey, we got a fun show coming up today. Todd, what is our debut of a new...
it's not really a segment.
Well, check this out. Check this out. I made us a little something. Hang on a second here.
Oh, I like this already.
Badgers game.
Love it.
So we're going to play
around
of who are you today. We got somebody very special coming in the
very
studio.
Very special guest.
We do.
We're not going to tell you who it is.
No.
But we will get this individual in the studio. We will drill them with questions to try and give some clues.
Yes.
And then... Right. Later on, we will announce who it is, and they'll spend some time with us today.
Yes.
That will be a fun... What is that, a segment? A series?
Yeah.
What do you guys call that?
It's a regular
radio
segment. Yeah.
It's a bit. It's a,
It's a bit. Yeah. It's a bit. Okay, I want to be hip. I want to get into this industry now. So, we got a bit.
That's a lot of work on my shoulders.
We got a bit.
We've got some great guests lined up for this week. We got Larry McCarron coming on Thursday.
Yes.
We've got Diver Ed coming on again this week, and he's going to do an actual dive. We got
Packer center Josh Myers.
Josh Myers will be here.
I want to talk to him a little bit about that play. But I think Love said it was his fault, right? That he didn't say the right word or something. But anyway, and then we have Otis coming in too because we talked.
I'm
about,
really
we touch,
interested in that. Talk a little bit about
well,
that.
Well, we touch on the our job is to kind of lean into this community and talk about local issues, and there's a lot of good stuff going on. It was great last week talking about the Oshkosh, the regatta or whatever that was called,
the dragon boats.
And then this weekend there was just a lot of fun things
our
going
guy
on.
Running with the backpack in the marathon awesome? Under that, 5 hours, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I saw pounds? That online. I saw pictures. I can't believe
I can't either
with 100 pounds. Yeah.
And he raised money. I can't even carry a case of water at the grocery store.
That was I saw some video before the where he was in training.
Yeah,
and it was you could tell it hurt. I mean, it was he wasn't doing comfortably. It was like 100 pounds.
Right, 26 miles
for 5 hours.
Right, So that, but that, and they had 3,200 people participate. I think that's a pretty good turnout. I mean,
beautiful
that's,
day.
It was a great day.
My God, what a great weekend it was.
St. Norbert had all their things going on. But so those are all the good things that we talk about, Johnny. But then, you know, the community still has its challenges, right? And one of them that we've addressed is fentanyl. And we want to talk a little bit more about that later on. I want to get the sheriff on here. We've talked a little bit on the phone to him. But
okay,
we also talk about homelessness, too.
Can I just say one thing? Yeah. Can I just say one thing? So, you know, I did the law enforcement banquet the
Wednesday.
Other night. And which is a wonderful thing. I think that's such a great thing what they do to recognize local law enforcement. But I was talking with one of the guys who works with one of the canine units. And they had that. Remember about a month ago, I came in and I said, you're not going to believe this. There were 9 police cars lined up on 43 South. And there was a car like in a ditch, like in a cornfield. And it turns out it was these guys, these fentanyl dealers that came up here to Green Bay from like Milwaukee. And they put the roadblock out where they, you know, got the tires busted up and everything. That, and the guys ran through the cornfield. And I was talking with one of the guys who let the dogs out. Is it wrong?
No.
Is it wrong that I love the idea of this fentanyl guy running through a cornfield and that dog chasing him?
He ain't going to run out. That's it. When they unleash those dogs.
Oh, my God.
Those dogs are, it's, I don't know.
I told you, I did that fundraiser at Hagemeister one time where they had the big rubber suit. I was
right. That barking.
It's on YouTube. And that dog came after me.
Yeah.
That is the scariest thing. I almost wet myself. And I even told that story the other night. I said, it's the closest I've ever come to literally peeing myself as an adult.
Right.
Because that dog. But here's the problem, though, too. It was a cheese and sausage thing. So I just loaded up on sausage, of course.
He really wanted
beforehand. And that dog was quivering as he was looking at me.
Just drooling.
And one of the cops even told me, he said, well, the reason he was so excited is because they normally have, like, the regular guys for training. So the dog knows it's not a threat. You know what I mean? When they train him, it's somebody.
But he thought you could have been a real threat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fresh meat.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I smelled like sausage.
You were sweating sausage.
I
right
will
at
never
that point.
Forget looking at him, that look in his eye. And he was like quivering. Yeah. He couldn't wait to get at me.
You know what else those dogs, some of them can do is they can bowl you over.
He knocked me flat.
Oh, yeah. They can. They'll hit you so hard. Yeah.
In fact, the police officers were concerned because I hit my head so bad on the back of this door because he knocked me right off my feet. Uh-huh. We got Todd, try to look it up. John Mino, canine something. Because I had a guy stop. This is a true story. Quick story. In Fleet Farm, okay, like a year later, a guy go, hey, Mino. Like, hey, how you doing? Hey, so-and-so from Negaunee.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, how you doing? Hey, good to see you. I came down for the weekend, me and the wife. And, all right, one of those. Not to make fun of the Holly talk. But
not
Holly
at all.
But he goes, hey, I got to tell you, my wife showed me something of you on the YouTube. On the YouTube. About that dog, that police dog. Oh, he kicked your butt, huh? I'm like, yeah, yep, you sure did. He goes, wow, those things are crazy. He goes, you imagine if you got that thing sitting there and you go, sick them. And I go, well, they actually give them commands in German. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, that's they because right. of that. So that's not like a false thing. He goes, holy wow, those dogs are so freaking smart. They can speak German.
I found the video.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
All right. We got to talk about that.
We
got
to set a quick break. Mino and the Mayor, we got a big show coming up here today. Including Who Are You? A mystery guest.
Right.
Which should be fun. Back after this.
Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And it speaks to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like the coda with the curse.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Protect your family from radon.
Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 64. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 73. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Kind of like, was that really dark Monday morning?
It was.
Driving in. You don't mean it's like pitch black all the way.
It's 6:21, like, no, and people are walking by, and you can't even
see. You can't see it. Yeah. I know.
It's, but it's getting better now. Yeah, it is.
I know.
But anyway, we have a great week. Did you look at the weather forecast?
I did not.
It gets nicer. It's going to be in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Saturday was as beautiful of a day as you can ever find.
Yeah.
I haven't had many fire. I love fires. I love fire pit fire. There's nothing I enjoy more. But it's been so dry all summer and so warm that it's almost like you hate to have one. I mean, you worry about your neighbor's lawn catching on fire or whatever. So Saturday I was so excited. Said I started at 3 in the afternoon.
A fire?
Yeah, and it went till almost 2 in the morning.
The old 12-hour fire.
Is that wrong?
Wow.
To have a fire in your driveway for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
I had one on Saturday too.
Did you?
Yeah,
wasn't it perfect?
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
Yeah. But mine only lasted like maybe 3.
Right. I may have had beverages.
I was going to say that's a lot of vodka too.
You have no idea.
That's true.
Why would you assume that?
I wasn't invited.
Why would you assume that?
You're right. Well, what I did Saturday, and kind of on your behalf a little bit, we talked last week about attracting the better birds to the Mino mansion. Mm. And as we've done at our home. And so I went to, and I got the stuff here.
What have you got?
He's getting the bag.
The stuff, I got to get the bag. It's under my desk. But here, so I went to the Wild Birds Unlimited. Remember we had?
The lady we had on?
Yeah. I forgot. Nancy?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Great. Hey, God, we'll just turn your mic off.
She was great.
Yeah.
And she's going to come back on, but we talked about a couple ways for you to attract the
Cardinals.
Cardinals and those.
All I get are these ugly little.
You get those doves and.
I hate morning doves.
I know. And I don't know. You don't get the attractive birds. So two things she said.
One, it's illegal to kill them, by the way.
Well, that's good.
Because I heard birds. They're good eating.
I mean, come on, they're birds.
All right.
All right.
Okay, can I tell you a quick story?
Very. Yes, John.
So my sister one time went down to visit my, our Zia. Zia in Italian means great aunt.
Okay? Really?
Yeah. So she went down to visit Zia Mable, okay, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're going over to the other aunt's house for dinner. And she's sitting in the back seat, my sister is, and they've got a brown paper bag. And she keeps hearing this rustling in the brown paper bag. And she's wondering, what in the world is rustling? And they were two robins, and that was dinner.
No.
Swear to
Italians eat
the
robins?
Italians eat birds. The old Italians.
I don't think that's legal, John.
It's
that's
not.
That's like our state bird.
I know, but this was Michigan. Well, that was a state bird in Michigan, too. But they used to eat birds, songbirds, the old Italians, that they'd have It was a meal. I remember one time.
We must need a lot of them.
It was called polenta and birds, and it was blackbirds, and I'll tell you how my grandpa used to, my no-no, I'll tell you how he used to get them. Okay, he took this big oak door, you know, 100-something-year-old door, real heavy, and he'd prop it up with a broomstick with a rope attached to it, and he'd put breadcrumbs underneath. Man.
Okay.
And when the birds would come, he'd pull out the broomstick, and they'd go and kill their neck, or they'd crush their necks, twist their necks.
This sounds more like Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner show on Saturday morning.
But this is a true story. I mean, my sister and my other aunt was so mad because she was bringing over the birds with somebody else, you know.
But wouldn't the... And that worked?
Yeah.
Do you think the birds would know? Because that takes a while for a door to fall down
away. It was quick. And they just reach underneath and twist their necks.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about something more pleasant. And that would be attracting the cardinals.
Wait a minute. Stop. Why are you trying to attract these birds now? I want to make sure.
I know. We're going to have PETA call and say, we don't want Mama getting that.
I can get my sister on the phone. She'll tell that story about having the robins. And they, that's what they ate. The old Italians, the original Italians from Italy, they used to eat songbirds.
But you would have to have polenta.
Polenta. You ever have polenta?
No, I'm just saying you'd have a polenta of birds. I was kind of making a joke that there's no meat polenta. On those birds.
But oh, yeah,
no...
there is. It's just the breast. You eat the breast.
But that's like, well, whatever. I've never had a robin or a blackbird or whatever you said.
Right.
I pheasant.
But I think a morning dove would be pretty good.
That's a little bit more meaty.
Yeah.
But I wear it. Okay, so, but we want to attract
that one I accidentally.
These are show birds.
I won't even tell.
Okay.
The one I killed.
These are show birds. These are birds where you can look out the window and say, look, they're coming to my place. And the guy even said, you know, kind of like a restaurant. You got to treat them right. This is the guy at the
hand built a beautiful theater.
Yeah. I bought.
Beautiful.
But the lady, is it open?
You probably
okay, because I bought one of those too. We have that. But I bought another. Anyway. The bird bath. That's absolutely critical.
I've got one.
No, but you don't have the wobbler. This is here, John. Wobbler. Here it is.
Oh, wow.
Here. And you put this in.
Oh, my gosh.
And then this spins on the bottom.
So
you
really?
I know our listeners can't see this, but you put this in and it keeps the water going. Now, you might
like
get, you might
could have
get
used
a
that
heater.
For my dogs, for my dog pens.
Yeah, you
remember
did,
with
you
the water
that
froze?
That was awful. Yeah. Dogs are, to me, a higher class than birds. I would never, ever... have my dog outside or frozen water. Anyway, back to the birds. So this is critical that you have an attractive bird bath with fresh water, right? Don't
Love
use
it.
Old water. And then do you have a heater in your bird bath?
No.
Okay, you got to get that too. I'll see if I can get you one of those. But anyway, this is for you. And this
Thank
is
you.
To keep the water circulating.
Wow.
And they're going to come in there and they're kind of molting now. So they maybe...
What does that mean?
You know how they shed their feathers?
Oh.
Molting? Okay, so that's the
they shed their feathers.
Yeah, right, Todd. Molting.
I don't. I know molting is when they lose some of their feathers.
Right.
I don't know how
and that's going
drastic
on right now.
It is.
Yeah, but you need to clean out this bird bath water, and they're going to be attracted to that. Well, the other thing is the food, and you were going a little cheap, and we were upgrading here. So I got you the pure. This is it.
Oh
it's
my gosh.
Wild Bird Unlimited, wild bird seed, and. This is what you need, sunflower chips.
Okay.
And so throw out what's in there right now. Don't try to mix it and be conservative or cheap about it. Throw out what you got, put this in there and the bird bath, and then I would like a report maybe in 2 weeks.
I'll take pictures. Just right outside the kitchen window.
We're on the radio, John.
No, but I'll still show you. I'll show you. What?
We're going to have the lady back.
Hey, Todd, are we going to play the audio for me getting attacked
by that
dog?
We got to go back to
the
dog.
We got it.
Or is there profanity involved?
Well, we'll have to be very
careful.
We'll
bleep it out. Right. All right, from birds to dogs, we're going to be right back. WGBW.
Making a living off of the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day.
From the home of the frozen tundra. Green Bay's choice for news talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The United Auto Workers entering day 4 of its strike. Negotiations continued over the weekend and are going on this week as well. The UN General Assembly is in session this week. Ukrainian President Zelensky to address the diplomats and meet with members of the U.S. Senate. The federal government is looking to recoup billions in mistaken Social Security money, some being forced to pay for a mistake made by the agency.
70 million Americans get benefits from Social Security. Now the administration is trying to get back $21 billion in overpayments, much of it from low-income or disabled beneficiaries. The Social Security Administration saying, while staffing and resource constraints have challenged our service delivery, our payment accuracy rates remain high.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials looking for whoever shot and killed a patrol officer sitting in his car over the weekend. The sheriff calling it a cowardly ambush. This is ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way on a Monday morning. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. 52 degrees in Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 52 in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Playwood. I still want to find that
Boy,
lady.
I tell you what, the reason I'm laughing is I was out quite a bit this weekend.
On town?
Just, I
bar to bar type thing?
No. I was a good boy. Have you been to the Cup of Joy, Kathy?
Oh, jeez! Oh, my God! We've been talking about this for a month.
John Kerry.
We've been talking. I know, right? I'll use that fake name. A month we've been talking about this, and he blows it in 10 seconds.
You know, here's the truth. I was driving in this morning, and I thought, you know, I've got to have this conversation with the guys. Not to blow it, because it's easy.
It's Jim. I blew it. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm.
Hey, what's the old John? This is going live.
This
thing.
Is going pretty
Way
good.
Way to blow it, G.
Anyway.
Wow.
People haven't.
I don't believe it.
People haven't tuned in yet.
All right.
Anyway, George.
You wish. Yeah.
The cup of joy.
Yes. Have you? Go ahead. Try to recover. Go ahead.
This isn't going
to
happen.
Good luck.
Anyway, I spent my weekend there. They had some great shows. And you
what is cup of joy? I don't know cup of joy.
It is a Christian coffee house that is, our guest has been there. It's just great music, entertainment, and they had a comedian there. And this is all very clean stuff. And I knew him. I've seen him before. I met him, and he's a friend of a friend. So we had breakfast at Bay Family Restaurant, which was fun. And then Don and I went to his show, and he was funny.
I will say this.
He's very funny.
Bay Family Restaurant breakfast?
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
So
great omelets.
Right. So we had that. But on Friday night, I saw John Kelly. Have you seen him, the electric violin?
I have not.
Okay. Todd? John Kelly
in
the Fusion Orchestra.
Okay, nope.
He was great. And we're going to promote a fundraiser that they have coming up for Feed My Starving Children. That place on 41, he's doing a fundraiser. It's a free concert, you know, on September 30th. But I'll get more details on that. Anyway, so that's what I did. I spent two
Good
nights at the... And it was fun. And then the game was so-so. And I went to... like I told you, I went to the... Bird place on Oneida.
Got me some cool stuff.
Got you some cool stuff. And then I went to Costco because we're running low on coffee here. So I picked up some more.
Did you get some sweet and low?
Well, there's enough.
How many times do I have to ask you to get me sweet and low?
Yeah, I kind
of think. Is that big of a deal? Really? Wow.
Okay. It's on its way.
Is it me?
It's on its way.
I asked him for sweet and low. He won't buy me sweet and low.
I didn't bring. Okay.
I got you the water wobbler, though.
I did get you the water wobbler. Okay. So, all right. Anyway, so I had a great weekend. And like I said, this week coming up is going to be great weather wise. Oh, and then the other thing I didn't tell you, I spoke at a church, the two masses. And then in between, we had a discussion on homelessness and what's going on in this community and how they can be. More engaged. And as a matter of fact, we have and I told them in front of the congregation, I'm like, look, thanks for inviting me to come here and speak, but there are better people than me that can speak to that. And we have one of those people coming in at our 7:30.
Who actually has been homeless, right?
Has been homeless.
I'm fascinated
great
by
recovery.
That.
Now he volunteers. He is just a great person.
Super.
And we do 400, there's 400 of those graduates every year and at New Community. And
that's awesome.
But anyway, I had a great weekend and I'm glad to be here with you. I'm sorry, I kind of got
yeah,
a little bit
completely
of
blew our whole shtick.
I'm trying to recover here, Johnny.
Because we have a very special guest, and it's a new segment called "Who Are You?"
Yes.
Can we play that again, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm always prepared for you. Don't forget, we want to talk about that video too.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well,
what I got attacked by the dog. Yes. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest in the house. This person is well known throughout Northeast Wisconsin. I'm not going to say too much about her career because that might give it away. So what should we call her? Just a different name than you said. A different name than her real name.
But it's...
And we're going to give a $25 gift card to whoever texts us and says who they think this person is.
Right.
$25 gift card to the Depot.
So you already gave half of it away.
You did.
No, no, I didn't give anything away. There's I didn't.
Todd.
You said it's a her.
Todd.
I didn't say anything. No.
I said you said it's a her. So that's a big
Hello, Martha.
Hello, should I disguise my voice?
Yes, thank you.
There you go.
Okay, right. I'll disguise my voice.
That's very good.
Okay, thank you.
So it's kind of like when you go to the Badger games, they do the "Who are you?" and they put up different pictures, and then you have to guess the player before they come up. Now we're on radio, so this is more like what was that game show? Whose Line Is It? No. You know what I'm
It's kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway or whatever.
No,
yeah.
I don't know that.
Oh, come
one.
On, John, that was more popular than any game show, wasn't it?
It was not.
Yes, it was.
It was not more popular than a Match Game.
Oh, I don't know.
Match.
Well, different eras.
But
or the Price is Right.
No, this was...
No.
It was big probably in the 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do your research. Okay. All right. We're the same age.
My price is right. So,
and yeah, and thanks for agreeing to it.
Yes.
Okay, so our special guest, as Johnny said, is well known in Northeast Wisconsin. Fair? How long has our guest been in Northeast? I'm not asking how old you are. How long have you been active in Northeast Wisconsin?
Since 19...
No, you can use your real voice now.
Oh, I can?
Yeah. No, that's...
Really?
Giveaway.
No. Oh, okay.
Since 1986.
Okay, 86.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. See, I feel like anything I say is going to, like, give it away.
Right. So we want... All right, so do we have any guesses? Someone who's been in the community since 86.
Have you ever... Let me ask you this. Have you ever done a radio ad for an appliance store?
Oh, yes. Appliances, electronics, and furniture. All three.
Okay.
You can text us in this morning, download the Civic Media app, choose the radio station, GBW or ISS, and in the lower right-hand corner, you can hit the text button. If you know who are you is this morning.
And Chris, you can't text.
Or Doug.
All right. Was your affiliation with a professional sports team?
No. Well, not technically. I may have affiliated with some of the professional sports team people.
Okay, here we go. We don't need to get into your private life. What? Affiliate with a professional sports team? In which way?
I at one time was affiliated with the Green Bay Packers through my job.
Okay. Yes. I gotcha.
And now this individual who's in the studio with us this morning is also very vocal about her thoughts on the Packers on her social media.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't see this.
What'd you say? After last night's game? We'll get to that after.
We're going to disclose our guest. All okay. Right. What is our guest's favorite restaurant in Northeast Wisconsin?
Oh, boy.
Because maybe people have seen you there.
Well, Bravo.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
That would be in my top 10.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we know some 86.
Really? That far back?
Yes. Wow. I may be older than you, John. I don't even know.
I was trying to think when you and I possibly worked together.
I worked in a different building downtown.
I'm trying to think.
Okay,
mid-90s. I think we started working together in mid-90s. I think I got it.
I don't know who our mystery guest is, but I think, John, you worked downtown, our special guest.
At one time.
And John, okay.
Not with John, though.
Okay, but...
Downtown?
Yes.
Or Bellevue?
No, downtown.
Okay.
Okay.
So were you... John was an altar boy. Were you a nun?
If I was, they forgot to tell me.
We have a guest in this morning. Actually, a very good guest, but not right. They said Susan Finko.
Oh,
there you go.
I know Susan Finko.
There you go.
Does our guest know? You know Susan Finko?
I do know Susan Finko.
Okay. Yes. And what is your affiliation with Susan Finko? Can I ask?
Well, she worked in the same building I did at one time.
There you go. That's a huge clue.
Okay. There you go.
So downtown, same building, Susan Finko, 1986. Hang out at a Bravo.
There is a bowling alley in that building at one time.
Bay Bowl. Absolutely.
Down below.
Yes.
We had lots of fun there.
It was closed when I started working over in that building, but the salespeople used to tell me they used to put in drink orders. And they would put them in the elevator and they'd come up, the drinks would come up in the elevator, and the sales guy would grab their drinks.
Good old days of sales.
Yes. Oh gosh. What a great old building that was. Let me ask you this question then. Have you ever been affiliated with anyone that is oftentimes mistaken for me?
Ooh. Oh, who is that? I should know this. Oh, absolutely. I still am.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Although he's shorter than you.
Yeah, the only person that's... Jim and him are the only people shorter than me.
Yes.
Got another guess.
Green Bay.
Okay, another good guess.
Okay.
Mary Smiths.
Oh, Mary okay, Smiths.
I think we're closing
in. Not Mary Smiths.
I don't think Mary Smiths would speak like this if you paid her $100 million.
I don't think so either.
I don't think she would ever do that.
But same building.
Just saying.
Yes.
Same building. I think we're we're closing in on...
We're narrowing it down.
I think on an industry.
Yes. And we will say this. We'll throw this out there. Same building, but not TV.
Bingo.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoops.
Okay.
I mean, bingo.
Bingo.
$25 gift card to the depot at stake. Who did you used to listen to back in your day when you were, where were you in the mid 90s?
Not here.
Where were you?
KI? Oh, no, not here. I lived out west for a while, Johnny.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, no.
When did you steal the chair from KI? I mean, when did you take this chair?
I thought
you did not.
I thought this looked like a KI chair. Special guest.
The price tag is still on.
The price tag is still on.
Because when he left KI,
no.
This was his going away present. It's just KI didn't know they were donating this to him. He literally wheeled it out the door.
Thank you, Dick.
Yes.
Yes.
Good anyway, Catholic boy. Yes. Did you go to your brother for confession?
I did.
Did you ever go to your brother for confession? Wow.
I
that would be weird.
I know.
I mean, that would be weird.
Confession in and of itself is weird.
Yeah.
And then to go and confess to someone that you know is...
do they even do that?
Absolutely.
Because I noticed that the St. Matt's Church... Oh,
are you Catholic?
No.
Okay. Scariest thing in the world was going to confession when you're a little kid.
Fourth grade.
Oh, my God. That was I can only imagine. Scary.
I don't want to
I haven't gotten a confession in 50 years.
John.
Maybe more than 50.
John, I got...
I haven't done anything.
The flames are shooting out of you right now.
Back to our guest. But
we could do a live confession on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
John, I can help you with that.
With what?
Confession.
How?
Because to go... Guys especially, big egos. We're going to get to back to our guests. But were you born and raised Catholic?
No.
Okay. A lot of people were, right? But okay, anyway. So Johnny was. He was an altar boy. And confession's an awkward thing. But here's the, you would go to confession. You should go. If you would go and they would just ask you 10 questions, yes or no, and just go through the commandments. Have you killed anybody? Have you used God's name? And just yes or no. And then your sins are forgiven. Would you do that?
Can I just do a pass?
Anyway, we'll talk about that some other time.
Plead the fifth on a couple.
Exactly.
Right, there you go. Okay, so
I don't know.
Our guest worked in a building downtown that had a bowling alley.
Had a bowling alley?
And you were affiliated with Susan Finkel, who I think a lot of people know, and Mary Smiths, who I think a lot of people might know.
But she was on a different floor.
Yes.
They were on the first floor. You were on the second or third.
Okay.
Yep.
Who is your media? Oh, God, she's going to say John Mino. I was going to say, who's her media idol?
Who's your media idol other than me?
Other than you?
Other than me.
Hmm. Todd.
I was waiting for that.
Johnny, did you see him flashing at 20?
I did.
That 20? Okay.
Me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Put me in, coach.
I love his beard.
I know.
And how about that
fade? What do you think about that fade haircut? He just came out with that last week.
He's styling.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Always has been.
So you've known Todd, too.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take another guess.
Of the three of us, who's the most stylish?
Oh, come on.
In order.
There's not even a question.
In order.
Right.
There's not a question.
Quiet, you. In order.
By what I see right now?
Yeah.
Todd.
One.
Jim.
Two.
Me.
We just had a quick break. Wow.
John.
Thank you.
We're getting close. This.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Aminakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 64. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
And our mystery guest this morning, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now's the time to replace your drafty old windows, not during the dead of winter. Not to mention, Pella has a really great deal going on. Pay as low as $19 a month per window, $75 a month on patio doors. Pella Windows, rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented, professional, and efficient. First, so come out for a free consultation. You plan with them as they create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, stain, material, size, and everything else. No wonder, rated number one by homeowners, is the window brand easiest to work with. Customers often say how quickly and unobtrusively they work. When finished, you can't even tell that somebody was in your home. The only thing they leave behind are perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 9/30/2023. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what APR is.
The
annual percentage rate.
Right.
Whoa, wow.
The interest rate. Johnny, a couple things happened while you were. And first of all, does our mystery guest have Pella Windows?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Johnny, somebody guessed.
Somebody guessed.
Somebody got it right.
We got it.
So, Johnny, you unveil, because you guys are super friends. So we know that you worked downtown in a building with a bowling alley. You worked with John Mino, and you have been in the industry since 1986, and we welcome you to WGBW.
Kathy Larkin.
Kathy Larkin, ladies
Thank
and gentlemen.
Thank you. It's nice to. It's great to be here.
Who had a phenomenal run on a morning show at WQLH back in the day.
Back in the day. Yep.
Doug and Kathy. And I did the sports on it, and we had a blast.
We did.
Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
And do you miss it?
You know, I really don't. I got to tell you.
I miss getting up at 4 in the morning.
Right.
No.
Right.
You know, I miss when it was. I think radio is a little different than it used to be.
I agree.
Like you guys, this is like the way radio used to be. You have a show where you can talk about, you know, basically what you want to. You don't have somebody standing over you.
It's
calling
so
you into the office afterwards to tell you what you should have said, what you shouldn't have said. How you should, you know, reel the people in better.
Yeah.
It's just changed because it's corporate. Right. You know, big companies came in. They bought out all the stations.
The mom and pops are gone.
I miss the, you know, the camaraderie that we had, you know, with the salespeople.
Yeah.
With everybody, we'd go out and we'd have fun together. We'd party. You know, I was a younger person. You know, it was really a younger person's business, I think, because of all the cool things you would do. You would have to do a lot of, you know, things in bars at night.
Yeah.
You had your, weekends that you would have to work. You had to work holidays. So it was a great way to make a living as I was a college dropout. So I didn't have a, I'm not now, I've attained degrees since then.
There you go.
But I was a college dropout, and at the age of 26, I moved to Green Bay. I'd been at a radio station in Minnesota for a couple years.
You're from Minnesota, aren't you?
Yes, originally.
Yeah.
But I really feel, though, like I'm from here now. It's like sure. I tell people I didn't grow up, but I was raised in Minnesota, but I moved here when I was 26, so now y'all know how old I am.
But, you know, it's one of those things, too, Kathy, just going back again, Kathy Larkin is our mystery guest, so somebody won the $25 gift card, right?
Good.
We'll get that out to her.
I was getting worried that nobody was going to
get it. Well, that voice interview, the guy wasn't sure they'd ever get that. But another thing we were talking about is, do you still do the Van Vrede's commercials, you and Ned?
We've been doing those for like 20, I think 8 years now. Wow, can you believe that? Every year we go, this is it. And every year we have so much fun doing them. And we figure by the time if we're starting to talk like this, appliances, electronics, and furniture. Why shop anywhere else? They're probably going to give us the you're out of here now.
And to this day, Kathy, to this day, I still get people
thinking
I'm Ned the Dead.
Yeah, because that's who I do the ads
God,
with.
On a regular basis. I get that. Hey, I really miss you on Chiller Theater. I'm like, well, that wasn't me. Oh, yeah, it was. It's like, no, I know it really wasn't me.
I know you can't say anything, but I know it was you. Yes. So anyway, Todd, you're going to give someone this $25 gift card to the Depot, which is Gastropub. Train Depot, you know, right by the Donald Driver statue.
Absolutely.
We love that place. Johnny and I like having lunch
great
there.
Great salads. Yeah. Biggest salad. Only time in my lifetime I've ever not finished a salad and had to have a take-home box.
Okay, well, I was going to say, but he ate it on the way home.
Well,
yeah.
He did. That's no question. He remember how much food we used to get, Kathy, back
every,
in the day?
Yes, food. Every day
ridiculous.
People would bring food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was 10 pounds heavier then.
Easy.
Absolutely.
But you're right. That was old school radio. It was like hometown radio. We had so much fun back then.
Yeah.
So are you still doing the Van Vrede's,
did you
say?
Yep.
Oh, you're still, got your fingers in the,
Yeah, it's a nice, it's a great gig. I get to see Steve.
Right.
And Carl, who's done the producing for years. So it's fun. We do it twice a month.
I will say this. No, I'm not kidding. You still have the voice. You still have the radio voice.
Yeah. Well,
you still sound great.
That's nice. I quit smoking 2 packs a day and drinking a 6-pack.
Marlboro Red. Yeah.
That's the training session for radio people. Yes.
Hey, you know what's funny though, Todd? Too, and you did you guys work together? You and Kathy?
Yes,
yeah, we did.
We did.
Okay, but you know what? I still remember going into their studio at QLH back in the day, and they'd have the whole rack of carts.
Oh,
you and Doug like queuing up carts and queuing up songs and queuing up the spots.
We had a big pile on the desk.
Yes.
You know, they would be in a great big pile, a big vertical pile.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
For with, all the with stuff on it that said, you know, like Van Vrede's 60 or Pella Windows. 32nd, you know, they have, that's how
just
they were labeled.
Written.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So this industry has changed.
It has. And that's okay. Everything has.
Everything has progressed. Yep. But I think what we're trying to do here, and nobody can do that better than John Mino, is kind of bring some of the good stuff back.
Yes.
You know, like just community conversation. I think we've lost that. There's so much social media. We can touch on that. But even like Gannett and our local stations here have gone so national, statewide, and national. Nobody's talking about all the great things that are happening right here in Northeast
Wisconsin. Totally agree. I think it's a market that's been missing for a while because I think it has switched to social media. But social media also becomes, you know, a whole different animal, too.
Absolutely. It's so much self-promotion.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not about the community.
I'm always promoting myself on social media.
And ripping on the Packers.
I'm not going
to... Yeah, what's up with this?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, okay, yeah, it's true. I love the Packers.
I know.
But I also love a winner. And I also love guys that do their jobs right. You know, I don't like professional athletes that make, you know, so much money that it's ridiculous.
So who'd you call out? Or what? I'm not on Facebook.
Basically, I've been trying to be better this year where I'm not going to slam the Packers all the time. I always vow this is a year I'm just going to be positive.
I'm going to be nice.
I'm going to be positive. I'm not only going to make, and I did make one positive comment yesterday. I said, wow, that D-line really, or the defense really held the line, goal line. But before that, you know, David Bakhtiari's out.
I'm sick of that. Aren't you? I said that about a month ago. Remember that, Jim?
Yes.
They should have just cut the cord.
Go away.
He was out. So they keep running to his side of the line.
I know.
trying to pound through there, and it's not going to happen.
But it's like for 5 years now, it's like, oh, is Bakhtiari going to be in or out? It's like, enough.
Right. Let him go.
Get rid of him.
Your producer says we have to be quiet.
No. No, he just put his hand up. That means,
were
like,
you guys
look,
ever on
it
the
means radio
money.
Power.
Yeah. Were you guys ever a team on
Todd
the air?
Power.
No. No.
No? Okay, just worked at the same place?
I was doing nights. She was doing mornings.
Yep. Oh, one of those things you'd pass in the mornings.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Todd is the best, though, right?
Oh, he's awesome.
We are delighted.
Always
with him.
Has and, been.
You know, he's giving you the rap right now.
He okay. Says, quit talking
Johnny
about me.
Johnny and
already.
I got to get a fill in. We're out of town.
Back up for this.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.